Blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Numbers 20, 22 to 29. Numbers chapter 20, verse 22 to 29. The whole community of Israel left Kadesh and arrived at Mount Or. There on the border of the land of Edom, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "The time has come for Aaron to join his ancestors in death. He will not enter the land I am giving the people of Israel, because the two of you rebelled against my instructions concerning the water at Meribah. Now take Aaron and his son Eleazar up Mount Or. There you will remove Aaron's priestly garments and put them on Eleazar, his son. Aaron will die there and join his ancestors." So Moses did as the Lord commanded. The three of them went up Mount Or together as the whole community watched. At the summit, Moses removed the priestly garments from Aaron and put them on Eleazar, Aaron's son. Then Aaron died there on top of the mountain, and Moses and Eleazar went back down. When the people realized that Aaron had died, all Israel mourned for him 30 days. My theme for reflection is legacy of leadership, transition, accountability, and continuity. Legacy of leadership, transition, accountability, and continuity. The story from Numbers 20, 22 to 29 presents more than just the end of Aaron's life. It showcases a significant moment of transition in Israel's spiritual leadership. Aaron, the first high priest, passes away and his son Eleazar assumes his duties. This event underscores the perpetual motion of God's plan, the responsibilities of leaders, and the community's role in acknowledging and adapting to changes in leadership. Aaron's death on Mount Or is a solemn reminder of the weighty consequences that come with leadership. He, alongside Moses, faced direct repercussions for their actions at Meribah, where their disobedience led to them being barred from entering the promised land. This narrative shows that holding a position of authority brings substantial responsibilities, and leaders are held to high standards of accountability and obedience to God's commands. The seamless passing of priestly garments from Aaron to Eleazar is symbolic of the unbroken continuity of God's work. Even as human leaders pass away, God's purposes march forward. This transition is not just about a change in personnel, but a reaffirmation that divine missions extend beyond individual lifespans, weaving through generations. This teaches us that while leaders are important, the ultimate success of God's work does not depend solely on one person. The communal mourning for Aaron for 30 days reflects the deep collective bond and respect for leadership within the Israelite community. It shows the importance of recognizing and honoring the service of those who lead us, especially those who have dedicated their lives to guiding and interceding for the community. This shared grief not only provides closure, but strengthens communal ties, reinforcing the continuity of tradition and respect for the office. My dear friends, this passage invites us to consider our own responses to leadership transitions, whether in our churches, workplaces, or communities. Are we prepared to accept the mantle of responsibility when it is passed to us? Do we honor and mourn our leaders appropriately? And importantly, do we trust in God's sovereignty, especially during times of change and uncertainty? This story also prompts us to reflect on our own obedience to God's directives. Like Aaron, we are reminded that our actions have consequences and we are accountable to God. It challenges us to live lives of integrity and faithfulness, recognizing that our time of service may one day come to an end, and what will matter then is how faithfully we carried out our duties. Let us take two questions for reflection. Number one, how do we handle transitions in leadership within our own communities? Do we provide the necessary support and reverence such transitions warrant? Number two, in what ways are we preparing ourselves and others to take up responsibilities in various leadership roles? Are we cultivating a sense of continuity and respect for the divine mission in our actions and decisions? Lord God, as we reflect on the death of Aaron and the transfer of his priestly duties to Eleazar, teach us to understand the gravity of our own callings and the importance of faithful obedience to your commands. Help us to handle transitions with grace and to support one another in times of change and mourning. May we trust in your unending faithfulness and continue the work you have entrusted to us with integrity and devotion. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.